This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, good Sunday morning, everybody. I want to welcome all of you to Breakout Radio Church on a hot August morning in Texas, broadcasting from Austin, Texas. So very, very thankful and grateful to have all of you in church today here at Breakout Radio Church on this Lord's Day, on this Sunday morning. And I want to welcome people across America and around the world that are joining us, and so thankful, delighted to have you in church with us today. And we are also broadcasting live on BPN Radio, the 24-hour internet prayer station. We're pioneering Breakout Radio Church for those who are confined, maybe unable to attend a local church, and maybe you have been disconnected from a church, or you don't have a home church, maybe just not able to go to church, or maybe you're having to work on Sunday. Whatever your situation might be, maybe you're not a member of a local church, we are delighted to have you joining us today here on this Sunday morning, listening to BPN Radio. And before we have our praise and worship, I would like to remind you that you can call someone who will pray for you during this next hour. And all you have to do is call this number, 605-223-0608. That is 605-223-0608. And if you will call that number, someone will answer and will pray for you. Also, a little bit later on, if you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, we will provide you that opportunity. And if you would like to get more information about church membership, as well as some of the other things going on at Breakout Radio Church, then you can go to BPN Radio and you can connect with us there. Just click on that little church, the little white church with the red roof, and you'll be able to get some information. Good to have you here on BPN Radio. We're going to pray this morning. Father, we just pray for Breakout Radio Church today in Jesus' name. We just pray your will, plan, and purpose be done here on this Sunday, this Lord's Day, as we pioneer Breakout Radio Church. And I just pray, Lord, that you would touch us and minister to us. Your will, plan, and purpose be done. Father, we pray concerning the violence that is going on in Milwaukee today. The violence has been going on overnight. And the streets across America where there is unrest. Lord, if we ever needed you, we need you now. And so we just ask for your help. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Well, we're going to praise and worship him. If everybody's ready, here we go. I'll be preaching in a little while, and I have some important things to talk about and a message that the Holy Spirit has given me, but we're going to praise and worship him right now. If you're ready, lifting holy hands, here we go. Longing just to breathe. Lift our hands and worship Him, can we? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are so very, very thankful and grateful. Yes, we are. So very thankful and grateful. Lord, we just bless you right now on this Sunday morning. So thankful, so grateful. We just are so appreciative, Lord, what you've done in our lives. We thank you for eyes to see, ears to hear, feet to walk on, food to eat, clothes to wear, water to drink, place to live. And if we have a car to drive, we are so very thankful and grateful. We just thank for what you're doing in these days and hours. And it's all about you, Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. It's all about you, Lord. Everything fades into oblivion except Jesus. The name of Jesus. We just lift up the name of Jesus today. We declare that He is Lord. He is Lord over this nation. He is Lord over your city. He's Lord over my city. He's the Lord over nations of the world. I'm so very, very thankful and grateful. So very, very thankful and grateful. And before I minister today, I'm going to have what we would call a special song. Will Reagan is going to sing a song. It's going to talk about what I'm going to preach about today. And if you want to go ahead and turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 20, I'll be preaching, but Will Reagan's going to sing, and that I'm going to minister on a word from the Lord that God has put in my heart today.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising.
Okay, thank you very much, Will, for that song. We really appreciate it very, very much. There is an army rising up. I want you to turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 20, if you will, today. Matthew chapter 20. I want to, as you turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 20, I'm going to share a word, the word of the Lord, a vision the Holy Spirit gave me several years ago. But once again, I want to remind you of breakout. You can get a lot of information from about Breakout Radio Church. If you want to call somebody, if you need to chat with somebody, you can get information just by going to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. And if you'll go, if you'll just scroll down, you can make contact with some people that would pray with you, you can minister to you. Or once again, while this broadcast is going on, we do have a phone number you can call, and that is 605-223-0608. 605-223-0608, because we would love to pray with you, talk with you, visit with you. And that number, again, if you want to write it down, is 605-223-0608. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 20, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. Now, when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into the vineyard, his vineyard. He went out about the third hour, saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard. Whatever is right, I will give you.' So they went. Again, he went out about the sixth hour, the ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle and said to them, 'Why have you been standing here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, you will receive.' So when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, 'Call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first.' And when those who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. But when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more, and they likewise received each a denarius. And when they had received it, they complained against the owner, saying, 'These last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day.' But he answered one of them and said, 'Friend, I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours. Go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I'm good? So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen." This is one of the most interesting stories in the Bible. And of course, Jesus was a tremendous storyteller. And he tells the story in Matthew chapter 20 about what I call the 11th hour workers, and who went out to work in the harvest, beginning at 6 o'clock in the morning. Some others joined them at about 9, some others at 10, and throughout the day he hired them. Finally, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, another group came and worked for only 1 hour. Now, the boss man was there to meet them at 6 p.m. and started paying them, starting with the ones that only worked 1 hour. He paid them a denarius, and the others received a denarius. When he got to those who had worked 12 hours in the heat of the day and by the sweat of their brow, they expected a lot more, because they were saying if those who only worked 1 hour received a denarius, received that amount, then surely he's going to pay us who've worked 12 hours, bore the heat of the day, more. But He didn't. He gave them all the same. The ones that have been working, toiling in the heat of the day for 12 hours, and those that have been working only 1 hour, they all received the same wages. And I call these that worked only 1 hour, they came at the 11th hour. I call them 11th hour workers. In 1989, the Holy Ghost began to show me in my spirit. It was like a vision. Young people coming out of obscurity from nowhere, no names, and they were just coming out of different geographical locations to preach, prophesy, and do great exploits, and to do the will of God, helping bring this last day revival that Joel prophesied about. And so I'm declaring what I declared many years ago, that we, in the midst of all of the corruption, in the midst of all of the adversarial things, happenings in this nation and around the world that could be very frightful, could cause great anxiety, in the midst of all of this, I believe there is a shaking. You know, the prophet talked about the great shaking. He said everything, when that day comes, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And I believe that during this great shaking, there is an army of young men and young women who are coming out of obscurity, firebrands with an incredible anointing, radical young men and young women who are going to come out. Even, you know, this may sound very unusual, but even children, young children, maybe 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old will come out, and it's going to be a sign and a wonder. And they're going to begin to preach, but it's going to be necessary that we who've borne the burden of the day and the heat of the day make way for these young firebrands. We need to hold the ladder and let them climb. We need to hand them the microphone, set down, and let them stand up. We need to make room for these radical firebrands that are coming. We are calling for them. There is an army. There is an army, as Will sang a few moments ago. There's an army rising up. And so all is not lost in America. The prayers that have gone up over the decades and centuries for this nation and this land and the people that have given their lives, the sacrifices that have been made. God will not exclude us from at least one more Holy Ghost outpouring, one more spiritual awakening in this nation. And I believe it's going to be led by women. It's going to be led by Spanish-speaking people. It's going to be led by young people, young radical firebrands who are going to come out anointed by the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost has placed a word in their heart. But we that are born the heat of the day and the burden of the day, we are going to have to defer and prefer to this group of young men and young women who may or may not have been to Bible school, who may or may not have been to seminary. They may not even have finished junior high. They may not even have finished high school. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I know that something very radical is in the making, because there's a lot of people praying. There's a lot of people across America seeking God. There's a lot of other nations as well that are agreeing with us, praying with us. And we know that many, many prayer groups who are part of the Breakout Prayer Network are praying for this end time revival. And we believe that it's going to happen quickly. The Lord gave me this word several years ago. What used to take 6 years will begin to take 6 months, and what used to take 6 months will begin to take 6 weeks, and what used to take 6 weeks will begin to take 6 days. Things are the buzzword is quickly. God is going to be doing things quickly, and it may appear that things are dead, that there's nothing happening spiritually across America, although we know there is. But we know that suddenly, you know, when the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Suddenly, that buzzword, suddenly there came a sound from as of a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared to them cloven tongues like as a fire and set upon each of them. We know that God operates in threes. So we had wind and we had fire. And next of all, we're going to have rain. The rain of the Holy Ghost. And we know that rain is the most powerful. We know that when there's a lot of rain, it can put out the fire and it can cause the wind to be calmed. But nothing can stop the rain. Nothing can stop the rain. And the weather forecasters can say the rain is going to end, but it can continue if it desires. And so it's going to come quickly. The Bible said the former rain and the latter rain will come in 1 month. What does that mean? That means in a 30-day period, things are going to break out in America spiritually that is going to be beyond comprehension. Man will not be able to explain it. The news media will not be able to ignore it. We know in the name of Jesus that great revival is coming to America. There is hope. And we as sons and daughters of God, we must not lose hope. We must continue to lift our voice and declare that the prophetic words that Joel gave thousands of years ago and was rehearsed about 2,000 years ago by Peter on the day of Pentecost. He said, in the last days, your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. And so we know that there is an army of young people, young men and women, that is rising up to do great exploits from elementary schools, from middle schools, from high schools, from college and university campuses. And we need to get ready. We need to get ready. A couple of years ago, I did receive some persecution because one of my spiritual grandsons, Leland, who is a recording artist and songwriter and preacher and one who prophesies, he's been in Finland and other places this past week ministering. But he and I hosted what we call the Young Preachers Contest. And we simply did it to call young men and young ladies out of obscurity to enter this contest and send us a sermon. And then we began to encourage this group of young people, young men and young women who were as young as 14 years of age and who entered the contest from across America, from other parts of the world, Scotland, Guatemala, other geographical locations. And we begin to encourage them. And today, I'm amazed at what some of these young radicals, some of these young firebrands are doing for the Lord Jesus Christ. We have one young man named Brandon, and Brandon is going across the state of Oklahoma, speaking in high schools across the state, the Sooner State. And he's ministering in churches and he's ministering in other places. God is using this young man in a mighty way. There's a young lady named Egypt, and she is now being able to minister with some of the leading charismatic bands in the nation, well known, and God is giving her a voice. And there's another young man named Kyle, and Kyle is... He is a part of the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, and it just goes on and on and on. And all of these young people were just waiting for someone to say, here's the microphone, here is the ladder, and let them climb. You know, I'm praying for the next presidential election, but more than that, I'm praying for the rain. I'm praying for the month when the former rain and the latter rain are going to come together in the same month. Wow, what an incredible time that will be. And I know as these young people come out of obscurity that I'm willing and ready to pass the microphone off to them. In fact, here at Breakout Radio Church, from time to time, I want some of these young people to preach here at this Breakout Radio Church because they can certainly do it. You know, God gave me a word several years ago when I was ministering in a church in the suburbs of Dallas, Texas, Rockwall, Texas, And I was ministering there, and I was leading prayer in the morning time as well as other times. And I'll never forget one of my spiritual prophetic sons had come to visit me, and we were there alone in the church. And there's suddenly he wanted to go back in the auditorium, and so I went back in there with him. I'll never forget, there was only one light in that 5,000-seat auditorium. There was only one light, and it was shining over the podium. And as he walked out on the platform, he began to preach, and he began to prophesy to those empty seats. And I just went, and I sat down on the front row as this young man began to preach and prophesy. I knew that he was not just preaching and prophesying to empty chairs, to empty seats, but I knew that he was prophesying to the nation and the nations of the world. While I was sitting there, I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, "Son, there will come a day that you will not have a public ministry, but you will simply instruct spiritual sons and daughters, prophetic sons and daughters. You will instruct young men, young ladies, and in the evening times, they will stand up and begin to minister. You will sit there and you will encourage them. You will hold the ladder. You will promote them. You will give them the microphone." So I knew that day was coming, and I believe that day has arrived for 11th hour workers. And these 11th hour workers are going to be no names. They will step up to the microphone, and they will not introduce themselves. They will not tell about themselves. They will not have anything to sell. They will not have a marketing plan. They will not promote themselves. They will not try to raise funds. But they will come with a message, and they will stand up and begin to declare that message. And when they are emptied out, they will pass the microphone off to a more seasoned man. Or the seasoned man or woman may just step up and say, "That's enough." But they will come out of obscurity. It's going to happen. It's going to cause a mighty stir in this nation. They're going to be accompanied by signs and wonders and miracles. I believe many of them are already here. They are here in waiting. I'll never forget a few weeks ago, a young man speaking at a banquet for young athletes, and I was also invited to attend. And his name is David Ash, and he formerly was the starting quarterback for the Texas Longhorns football team. And when this young man rose to speak, I thought he would surely tell all about how he was an all-star football player at the University of Texas, how he was chosen as the most valuable player, the most valuable offensive player in the Holiday Bowl in 2011, or how he was the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week in 2012, or how he was awarded College Football's Performance Awards Honorable Mention National Quarterback of the Week, or how he was College Football Performance Awards National Quarterback of the Week, or how he was nominated for the Davey O'Brien Quarterback of the Week. He was the Manning Award Player of the Week, Manning Award Quarterback of the Week. He was on two or three different occasions. He was the offensive player of the game, playing before millions of people on national television, 100,000 people there in Austin, Texas. I thought he would tell about that. But all he talked about was Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. And Will sang the song, "There is an army rising up to break every chain." Chains are going to be broken. And people across America are going to be delivered from demonic powers, demonic spirits, from the powers of darkness. Chains are going to be broken off. And many of them are just going to stand and begin to preach. Several weeks ago, I was hosting a BPN interview concerning the revival that's been going on in West Virginia. And it started in a high school when a young man just stood up in high school, in a hallway in a high school there, and began to preach unannounced, uninvited, and young people began to gather around. and the Holy Spirit begin to work. Young people begin to fall on their knees in that public school. Young people begin to fall on their faces and begin to pray, worship God. Many of them got saved, and it just started. And we heard the story of one young lady that had only been saved for 6 weeks in that revival, and now she's already out preaching in prisons. 11th hour workers. And so David Ash just stood up and he preached Jesus. He only talked about three men. He talked about his father, his grandfather, and Jesus. But mostly it was just about Jesus. And those young people were riveted to him as he talked about Jesus and how Jesus died, how he rose again and on the third day. And so he was a preacher of the gospel. And I believe that young preachers, young men and young ladies are coming out of obscurity, but we need to call them. We need to call them, and we need to make room for them. Just as David came out from nowhere, tending the sheep, to whoop Goliath, and as he began to be promoted in the kingdom of God, as Moses came off of the backside of the desert, backside of the desert, and began to minister. So we are desperate. We are desperate in America for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We've had wind and fire. Now we're going to have rain, and it's going to come. It's going to come in great portions in 1 month, the former rain and the latter rain. And I am believing that God is going to raise up those that will begin to preach in hallways of our schools and colleges, those who begin to stand on street corners and preach, those who will stand in the church, and the pastor will say, come up here, young man, young lady, and preach. However the situation may be, I believe that God is calling for 11th hour workers, and we must set ourselves in agreement. And we that have made, you know, this month, this summer, Gene and I are celebrating 50 years in the ministry, but we must make room. We must make room in Jesus' name. We must make room for these 11th hour workers that are coming. And I'm ready. I'm ready. And that is one reason that I founded Breakout BPN Radio, is so that BPN Radio would give these young firebrands, people, a chance to minister. And so I know that many people are just simply getting bored by going to church and everything happens at exactly the same time, and only one man ever gets up and speaks. There is a group that is restless. There's a fire burning in them, and they have a message, and they want to release that message. And let's pray for them right now. Would you help me pray? Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we call for 11th hour workers, those who have not borne the heat of the day, those who have not borne the burden of the day. We call them forth in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would stir the hearts of young men and young ladies. You would stir the hearts of pastors and Christian leaders to give those that have not been ministering an opportunity. And it may not simply be children or college-age students or high school students. It could be others that have left the workplace. They have left their place in business or what have you. Because it's not always the age. It is those that have received a fresh call. They are not experienced in ministry, but they have an incredible fire burning inside of them. We speak a release in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You know, I too am an 11th hour worker. I was a radio announcer, engineer, disc jockey. God called me to preach 50 years ago, and almost immediately I began to preach. About 6 or 7 months after I was called to preach, Gina and I sold everything we had, went into full-time ministry. 11th hour worker, but now the Army's coming. We were just forerunners of that. So in Jesus' name, We call for revival, major revival, in every major city in America. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to give an opportunity for people to get right with God. If you don't know the Lord, I'm going to give you an opportunity to get saved right now. Maybe you're a backslider. You're away from God, far away from God. I want to pray for you right now in Jesus' name. I'm going to ask the Lord to save you. Lord, I pray that you'd save people. People get right with God. Backsliders come back home. People that are not sure about their salvation. They're not sure if they were to die today where they would go, whether it be heaven or hell. I pray for them in Jesus' name. And if you don't know, if you're not right with God, if you're not a Christian, maybe you've never been saved. The Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm going to give you an opportunity right now to accept Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, don't let a one under the sound of my voice here on this Sunday morning go to hell. I pray that those who are listening that are not right with you will respond in Jesus' name. Would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. You arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for my salvation. Baptize me in your precious Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. I want to encourage you, if there is a church near you, a local church, you need to go. Ask the pastor to baptize you in water and get planted in that church. And make sure the pastor knows your name. And if you would like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, we're having people that are joining Breakout Radio Church. We will stay in touch with you. The other day I was on the phone calling members of Breakout Radio Church. And I will give you some information now how you can become a member of Breakout Radio Church. All you have to do is go to bpnradio.com. 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 And scroll down to where there is a little church. All you have to do is look at that little church that is red, that is white with a red roof. And all you do is just click to register your membership. You can become a member. We'll pray for you, send out regular information, and give you opportunity to be connected to people across America and around the world. If you don't have a home church, maybe you work on Sunday, you don't have the opportunity to attend a local church, maybe you've dropped out of church, I want to give you an opportunity to be a part of Breakout Radio Church. Just go to bpnradio.com and you can become a member of Breakout Radio Church. Well, I am so delighted. I am so delighted to be able to have my friend Thomas Harrison, who is going to come this morning. And he is going to receive the Sunday morning tithe and offering. And I want to give you an opportunity to give today to be able to sow into Breakout Radio Church. And so Thomas Harrison is going to come in just a moment, and he is going to receive the Sunday morning tithes and offering. So, Thomas, thank you for coming today to Breakout Church, and turning the microphone over to you.
Thank you, Pastor Dale. It's been great to be in the house of the Lord today through this marvelous technology of internet radio. I'm Dr. Thomas Harrison. I'm a minister and a monthly supporter of the Breakout Prayer Network. I've known Pastor Dale for more than 35 years. 2 Corinthians 9:11 in the New International Version tells us, "You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. When we invest in the ministry of Breakout Prayer Network, we are accomplishing more than we thought. Our combined financial gifts enable Pastor Dale Gentry and his team to take the gospel, the good news of God, to locations all around the world, places where you and I could not go. Many people listening right now to BPN Radio are unable to attend a local church for whatever reason, and that's great. And God has provided this technology for us to come into your home, into your office, into your hospital room, into your prison cell, into wherever you are, to share the good news of Jesus Christ. In just a moment, I'll give you information on how to contribute to the ongoing ministry of BPN. Financial giving is a privilege of the believer. It honors God's financial investment in our lives, and it allows God to work on our behalf in our finances. Investing in BPN with our tithes and offerings allows BPN Church to continue its work around the world, not just where you are, but around the world. It meets the financial needs of the ministry, provides for missions and missionaries, and continues the prophetic work of its pastor, Dale Gentry. Now, there are three ways you can give to BPN Radio, and I'll repeat this twice so that you'll have ample opportunity to jot notes down so you can be involved in our giving today. First of all, you can make a check, and you can send it to BPN, Post Office Box, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709, United States of America. If you're outside of the U.S., you need to put United States of America. Secondly, you may give by PayPal, credit, or debit card by going to bpnradio.com and then scroll to the bottom of the screen, and then you'll find a place there that says click to donate. You want to do that. That's the second way. And then the third way, you may want to give, as I do, through automatic draft through your checking account. So BPN Ministry receives your donation on a regular basis. Now, I'll repeat this, and then I'll pray a financial blessing over our offering today. Three ways you can give. You can give a check to BPN, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709, United States of America, USA. Secondly, you may give PayPal, credit, or debit card by going to bpnradio.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, click donate. You can make your gift that way. Or thirdly, you can join, as many are doing, by an automatic draft from your checking account. BPN Ministry will receive that donation on a regular basis. Let's pray right now. Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus for the financial gifts that are coming into BPN. Father, some are saying, I can only give a quarter, I can only give a dollar, I can only give a peso, I can only give a euro. Well, that's all right. God can use that. The combined gifts, Father, you receive and bless this ministry. Thank you, Father, for this ministry. Would you bless each gift and giver? And we thank you for the harvest of financial blessings coming in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Thomas Harrison, for receiving our Sunday morning tithe and offerings and contributions. And as you give today, I want to give you just a moment to make your checks out, and also want to give you just a moment to fill your debit card or credit card information out. So I'll wait on you for just a very few moments as we receive the tithes and offerings. Thank you again, Thomas Harrison, for receiving tithes and offerings today. And bless each of you as you give this morning. Thank you. Thank you so very, very much. Well, what a privilege it is to have you as a part of Breakout Radio Church. You might want to tell your friends that Breakout Radio Church, which is being recorded right now, will be replayed tonight at 8 o'clock on BPN Radio, and every night this week, throughout the week, with the exception of Saturday night. It'll be played at 8 o'clock on BPN Radio, so you can tell your friends. I want to pray for those of you that are sick, afflicted. You just need healing, and I just know that there's healing for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for every person here on this Sunday morning at Breakout Radio Church that needs healing. Lord, we know that you're a healing Jesus. Thank you for healing my family and me so many times. Thank you for healing my wife, Jean, 2004, of cancer. What a miracle, working God. I'm so thankful that you've healed me and my family so many, many times. You're a healing Jesus, and I'm grateful. I pray for those that are sick and afflicted today, and maybe you've received a bad report from the doctor, but I'll tell you, there is another report coming, and that is the report of the Lord. And if you just will stand on that word that he has given you, I pray for you right now. By his stripes, you were healed, and by his stripes, you are healed in Jesus' name. So I speak healing over you right now in the name of Jesus. Receive it now in the name of the Lord. I want to pray for those of you that are in pain, extreme pain. I know what it is to go through a season of life when you're in extreme pain. You can get very little relief. I pray for you right now. Just declare the pain cycle is broken in Jesus' name, and that you are healed in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those of you that are going through a lot of upheaval in your life emotionally, a lot of stress, anxiety, burnout. I went through a season of my life where I had a lot of stress and anxiety, panic attacks. I know what that is. I pray for you right now. Those of you that are having emotional upheaval in your life, I ask the Holy Spirit to come and minister to you in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord, in Jesus' name. For those of you that want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I just know it's a promise unto you and to your children, those that are far off, Peter prophesied. And all you have to do is just say, Lord, I want you to baptize me in the Holy Spirit. Give me a prayer language. In Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord. And Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And I just want you to put your hand on your belly right now and just say, Holy Spirit, baptize me. I know you receive the Holy Spirit when you are saved. You receive the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But I'm talking about a baptism like happened in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost. Put your hand on your belly, because it just comes right up out of your belly. And Lord, I just ask that you baptize people. Just say, Holy Spirit, baptize me. And I just believe it'll start coming right up and just come right up into your mouth, and the Holy Spirit will give you a prayer language. In Jesus' name, receive it now in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pray for those of you that are seeking direction for your life. You don't know what to do. You say, what am I going to do? I'm so unfulfilled in life. What's going to happen to me? I pray for you right now, as you just begin to seek him, call upon him, that he will answer you. And I pray for two major reasons. I pray to know God, and I pray to know what he wants me to do. And so I pray for you right now. The plan that was in you, even from your mother's womb, even from the foundation of the world, you're here at this time in life. You could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future, but here you are. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come and just speak to you. One word from God. One word from God can just change your life forever. So I pray for you right now. Just say, Holy Spirit, speak to me. Speak to me. In Jesus' name, speak to me right now. I need to hear your voice. I need to hear your voice. In Jesus' name. Say, well, what if I don't hear anything? Yeah, but what if you do? So I pray for you now, in Jesus' name, that you will hear the voice of the Lord speaking to you today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Well, it's been good to have you. It's been good to have you in church today. I've just been delighted to have you as a part of the church service this morning. So we're so very, very thankful that you have been joining us today. And remember, every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, Breakout Radio Church, and you can go to bpnradio.com and you can click on the little church to get more information. And so have a wonderful Sunday. God bless you for being at church today.